The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I've got to run to keep from high, and I'm bound to keep on right. I got one more. But I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Chris
McMahon! Yeah! Paul, on the other side. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Don't lower the music that much, you dope. How's everybody doing at 7 o'clock for a five-hour ride to midnight? That's right, McMonagle here with you in the evening. Not in the middle of the morning. No, in the middle of the evening. I got you for 5 hours. Filling in for Keith all the way to midnight. And, of course, here we are. Talking about the New York Giants and their ineptitude. And I wish. I really do. And we'll take your call and phone calls on the Giants. 888-808-1019. I wish I had the anger that Lugie had. I just listened to the Lugauer. He was yelling. He was passionate. And I appreciate that. And I look at him and I'm jealous. I'm envious. I miss the days when I was that passionate and angry about the New York Giants because they have sucked it out of me. That really does sting out there, doesn't it? But they have. They've sucked the life out of me. The Giants are 2-8. And yes, because it's the bye week and because we get to not have to watch them lose this week, we get to hear from the general manager. And Joe Shane addressed the masses, addressed the media in a can't wait, must see, have to listen to. 3 o'clock today, 3 o'clock today. We have to hear what this general manager has to say about a 2-8 season. Because everyone knows he's going to give us some real answers. I can't wait to hear what Joe Shane has to say to talk about this 2-8 year. And you know what? I have to admit, I was flabbergasted when I heard him give no real answers and have nothing to say. And be absolutely caught in circles about, oh, the roster's good enough. Well, what does that mean? The coach isn't good enough? No, no, no. The coach is good. Everything's good. We're close. All the stuff that we listen to, and I'm sure you heard it. If you haven't, you will. We'll play some cuts, I'm sure. We'll hear it. We'll talk about it. You heard Lugie yelling about it. That's all great and grand. They are 2-8. Much like Joe Douglas last week when he spoke. What do you expect to hear from these general managers at 2-8? When you think what you want them to hear, right? Because then it comes to, well, I didn't like what he heard. Well, what did we expect him to say? Oh, if he just would have owned up to it, if he just would have taken blame for it, if he just would have said, hey, my bad. I know we're 2-8, but hey, everything I did was wrong. It's me. I'm the problem. And moving forward, I'm going to really take a good look at why I'm so bad at this. And I promise you, I'm going to be good moving forward. That would make me feel so much better, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it make you just warm the cockles of your heart at 2-8 at another dead season in November, losing to the worst team in the sport out in Germany in front of the whole world at 9:30 in the morning? I couldn't even keep my breakfast down. I couldn't even keep my breakfast down watching that team, but I would feel a hell of a lot better if the GM just owned it and said, I'm awful at my job. But yes, the owner expects him back, and that's really, I don't care about this season, and that's where I'm different than many Giant fans, and I understand I'm in the minority, and I am so in the tank mode that you can't, if you could pull me out of there, you'd be the king of England. Like, I am so in tank mode that it's absurd, and I know I'm in the minority for that. But I don't care about anything about this year. I don't care about anything. I don't care about how we got here. I don't care about what led to 2-8. Well, if it's not the roster, it's the coach. How's this? How's that? I don't care about any of it. All I care about is next year and moving forward. So I'm going to focus on some of the questions in this press conference and some of the answers that this GM, who first and foremost, answered the question on if he expects to be back with an affirmative and a very strong yes. He will be, expects to be back. He speaks to ownership every day. Him and John Mara are telephone buddies. They're on the phone every single night. They send each other text messages. They Zoom. They do everything else. They're very familiar with each other. And every night they go over all the stuff they're going to do. And he's pretty sure that with his conversations with the owner, he expects to be back next year. Now, that bolsters the previous comments from the owner where he doesn't anticipate making decisions or changes this year and maybe not even in the offseason, still wouldn't expect it. That's great. First and foremost, I think I'm going to take him at his word, right? And I talked about this yesterday. I did a whole long thing about how I don't know what could make you feel any better or worse moving forward. They're 2-8. If they win 3 or 4 games and go 5-12, I'm supposed to go, well, they really rallied the troops, guys. And I feel so much better about this game now that let's bring them all back. Or if they lose every single game and go 2-15, you know what 2-8 is? 2-8 is 2-15. It's a little funny math. I'm doing my son's math homework all the time. We have to draw all the circles and tens and ones and columns and all the new math out there today. I'm going to tell him when I get home. 2-8 equals 2-15. It's the exact same thing. When the season's dead, the season is dead. And I don't care if they don't win another game. In fact, I would have more belief moving forward and feel like I feel better about these two moving forward if they do go 2-15, because the one thing they have done, and they went over all the stuff that he hasn't done in the press conference. They talked about his draft picks with Evan Neal and obviously Hyatt and all the different failures they've had in the draft over his first two drafts after having a couple good picks later in rounds in this particular draft. So we talked about that inability, the inability to fix the offensive line, the inability to put together a roster, the inability to deal with the quarterback, which we're going to get into in a second, all the other things that he hasn't been able to do. The one thing he was brought here to do 3 years ago, him and the coach, was they were able to draft and develop a young quarterback named Josh Allen out in Buffalo. So if you tell me I'm moving forward with these guys, do you know where I feel less confident moving forward with them? Picking 12 or 13, rallying the troops and winning 7 games. What the hell does that get me? That gets me middle of the draft relying on the ability to pick other positions, not the quarterback. Not the quarterback. Different positions. I feel less. I am more willing to just bring these two back if I know they're going to be in a position to draft and develop a young quarterback than I am if Tommy DeVito goes in there and wins a couple games and now they have to build a team around Tommy DeVito or Sam Darnold or some other middling quarterback they bring in here. I don't trust that at all. The one thing I do trust is that maybe, just maybe, these two have the magic of recognizing a young quarterback, as we saw even in the players they don't draft. We saw in the Hard Knock offseason edition, these two were willing. They wanted desperately to get Jaden Daniels. They wanted desperately to figure out a way to get May. They can recognize the talent. If they know which quarterback they want, I trust them to do that one thing. Everything else they failed at. Everything else. And if the owner made a decision to fire them both right now, I wouldn't give a damn, and I'd be on board with it. But you can't tell me what happens next has anything to do with what happens next year. It just doesn't. I don't care. All I care about is next year. And we can go on and on about all the different stuff to ask in this question and why didn't he talks about their close, right? That's, you heard it over and over again. It was like Aaron Boone with their right there in front of us. Over and over again, he talked about how close they were, how many close games they played, how if you look through the NFL, this year in particular, it has played more NFL close scoring than any year in NFL history, right? Something along those lines. All the parity inside the NFL is so close. We're right there. We're just so close. And, you know, we're right there with all the other teams who play close games. The only difference is we can't figure to win them, which is, you know, ultimately the most important thing. But if we do want to rehash for 1 second what's going on with this team in particular, and it leads into next year and the future of this franchise, the couple of things you did here was the most obvious and truthful moment that Shane had in this press conference when he wasn't giving you cliches and he wasn't talking about how close they are and he believes in his process and all the stuff that everyone expects to hear at a 2-8 press conference. But the one thing that he was honest about was something we've all talked about. I actually heard the afternoon show talking about it earlier in the day. I talked about it a bunch over the last few weeks, how even as a Giant fan, you can enjoy making the playoffs a couple of years ago, because that winning season in the first year of this tandem of Shane and Dable, the success they had there, absolutely hurt this team moving forward. And that's why when you look at how miserable they've been for a decade, you can't even celebrate the 1 year they won. Because when you look at it, that's the year that has kind of dragged them down and slowed this rebuild process that needed to happen. And when he was asked about that, he said, well, I've thought a lot about that. And there's probably some truth to the idea that that year hurt us. You know, I made some decisions. I evaluated things differently. Winning masked a few things for me. And there were decisions I wish.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I would have made differently, and you could look at things differently when you win. You want to accelerate the process because you had a playoff win and all that. And then I started thinking to myself, and I'm like, okay, so he doesn't like a lot of the decisions made after that year. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what were some of the decisions that they made after year one? Well, they signed Dexter Lawrence to a big-time contract. Well, Dexter Lawrence is right now arguably the premier defensive tackle in the sport. He's getting better every single year. His ability to rush the passer now is unmatched at his position in the NFL. I feel really good about giving Dexter Lawrence a long-time contract, no matter what the record is. They gave Andrew Thomas a long-term contract. Well, Andrew Thomas is when healthy, and that's been an issue for him the last 2 years, is one of the better left tackles in the sport. I think that's an important position, obviously. And he's done a good job when on the field. I feel pretty good about giving Andrew Thomas a long-term contract. They traded for Bobby Okereke. He's been really good for them and solidified that linebacker core. I kind of feel okay about him. What's the one thing they did after year one that you could look back and say, well, that was a mistake? What's the one thing? Oh, I remember giving Daniel Jones $40 million a year. That's the one thing. So if you want to break down, if you want to spend tonight until midnight or whenever, we'll get to other things too. But if you want to call me up at 888-808-1019, you want to talk about what went wrong with 2-8, we can, but it's quite easy. And I heard Lugie say, well, if we're going to talk about the quarterback, if there's the elephant in the room, let's talk about it. You know why they say it's an elephant in the room? Because you don't have to talk about it. We know exactly what the issue with this team is. The issue is the quarterback sucks. And you want to know why you lose close games week in and week out? Because the quarterback doesn't make plays, and he has no idea how to get this team into the end zone. That's the problem. Two turnovers in the red zone this week against, if you have average quarterback play, they beat Carolina. And we're not talking about the most embarrassing, which is laughable, considering they've lost 60% of their games 8 out of the last 10 years. But this is the most embarrassing. I've never seen anything like it. The most, the worst, like all the other cliches. Yeah, I know. So embarrassing. I mean, their seasons are dead year in and year out. They lost 40-0 at home against the Cowboys, but going out to Germany and losing to the Carolina Panthers, how will we ever recover? They've beaten it out of me to care about that game. It's over. The season's over. The season was over before they got on the flight to Germany. The season was over before the first Prost, which is what is like a cheers in Germany. I went to Germany. It was fun. They say Prost. The season's been over, and we know why. It's the quarterback. And all these other decisions, yeah, we could point to different ones. We could point to drafting Evan Neal, disaster. We could talk to Hyatt and drafting him in the third round and what his role is on this team and whether Thibodeau is a bust or just someone not worthy of a top five pick in the NFL or whatever else you want to talk about. The fact of the matter is the quarterback has dragged them down. This contract has dragged them down. And that's why all I care about is next year and no longer seeing Daniel Jones on the team. And that is why, when you look at some of the other things said in this press conference, the worst moment to me, you want to talk about all the other stuff and we're close and all the cliches he throws at you? When he's asked about the quarterback position moving forward, he says they're going to make a football decision. That whatever they decide, Daniel Jones or Tommy DeVito or Drew Lock, whoever it's going to be, it's a football decision. Well, let me tell you something. Why start now? And if you're going to tell me that you are not going to take into account the idea that a quarterback who has ended the season twice in the last 3 years on IR, who twice out of the last 3 years couldn't pass that physical come March, that will guarantee his contract $23 million for next year. If that's not going to be taken into account, you want to talk about a damning statement? You want to talk about, you know, misleading the fan base or not taking accountability or all the other stuff that's going to come out of this press conference? Joe Shane literally told you, worst case scenario for this team is having Daniel Jones on the books next year and being the quarterback for the team. That's worst case scenario. Nothing else could be worse. That's it. $23 million on the books for a quarterback who can't play is the worst case scenario for the team. And he just told you he's not going to take that into account. Everything else that he said in that press conference means absolutely nothing to me. Absolutely nothing to me. If he's not going to take into account that he could possibly be stuck with the thing that has dragged them down for two straight years, that it's all about whether or not they can win a meaningless game in 2 weeks. That's all that matters. And what quarterback could give them the best chance to do that is all that matters. That's malpractice. That's stupidity. Not trying to sell you on the idea that they've done a better job than they have over the last 3 years. Not trying to tell you they're in a bunch of close games. Not telling you they're coming back. Not telling you, you know, oh, it's only been a couple of plays with Banks. Like, all of the other stuff that went into that press conference means nothing to me if they're not smart enough to recognize playing Daniel Jones isn't a football decision any longer. It's a New York Giants franchise decision. And it needs to be made. And if they don't, you want to talk about whether or not I believe they should come back. And I honestly, I think that you can make a very strong case in both directions, whether they should be fired or whether they should be brought back. And I do believe, looking around the landscape of the NFL and what he did with Josh Allen, particularly Brian Daboll, if you are going to draft a young quarterback and then develop him, you could do a lot worse than Brian Daboll. And I don't know where they go from him. So if that's the position they're in, I'm on board. I am. I'm on board. But if they continue to throw Daniel Jones out there and risk that possibility and put the jeopardy and put the possibility of getting out from under Daniel Jones on the table for football decisions, well, then they're clueless. Then they're clueless. And that's the one thing that would make me change my mind about getting rid of, not losing the rest of the games. Who cares? Who cares at 2-8? It's exactly the same as 2-15. I have no interest in any more games. They need to lose them all. The best thing that could have happened in Germany was losing to Carolina. You can't convince me otherwise. That was the best thing that could have happened to this team. The Dolphins winning last night and getting their third win. best thing that could have happened. Like, win. Everybody else win. Giants lose. Get the draft pick. Draft them. Develop them with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. That's the path forward for this team. And playing Daniel Jones another snap, having Daniel Jones practice, having Daniel Jones put on pads is the only thing that jeopardizes it. The only thing. Not losing the locker room. Not a bunch. Because last year they fought. They won. They went out and beat a Green Bay Packers team last year with Tommy DeVito, who ended up going on a run and beating the Cowboys in the playoffs and were the toast of the town and were close to beating the Lions in the postseason. What did it do for them? They showed up week one unprepared for the Vikings. What do I care about building chemistry with this team or showing that they'll fight for them? It means nothing. They went from winning a playoff game on the road and losing to a Philadelphia team and all the momentum built up from that season, the contract, all these guys, oh, they're going to be great, 40-0 to the Cowboys dead season. They win some games down the stretch. Tommy DeVito's the talk of the town. He's out selling pizza sauce in the offseason. Everything's great. Sam Darnold sticks it to them week one, dead season in November. What do I care about what happens next other than don't show me Daniel Jones ever again? And please, don't do any more press conferences because you suck at them. 888-808-1019, McMonagle here with you. So we'll talk more Giants football. And I know I did get a little bit angry in there, but it's hard for me to really get all hot and bothered about comments from a GM in a 2-8 season. I have to admit, and this is the worst place to be as a fan. There's nothing worse. I want them to lose, and I'm indifferent to them. Let me see what happens in the offseason. Let me see what happens at the draft. We'll see what happens when training camp opens up. Like, until then, I no longer care about the New York Giants. That's on them. They did that. And they didn't do it today with press conferences. They did it losing 2-8. They didn't do it by telling me they're close when they're not. They didn't do it but with anything other than losing the football games and having another dead season and doing it to me for a decade. Like, this is so not about today. This is about the last 10 years. It's not even about Joe Shane. It's about the last 10 years of this franchise where they give you nothing. They are the Jets. They're the Cleveland Browns. They're the Carolina Panthers. They're any other franchise you want. They are the losingest team in the sport for a decade. They can't get out of their own way, no matter who the coach is, no matter who the GM is. But he told us we were close. Today's the day to get angry. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the fan. We'll take your calls all the way till midnight. We'll mix in some Juan Soto stuff. And I'll tell you right now, Francisco Lindor thinks he can go fly to California and take care of this thing and steal him away from the Yankees. He's got another thing coming. That's right. Take your runner-up MVP trophy and see if it will get you Juan Soto. It won't. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. So we got a little baseball, a little football.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.